And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 27th of August, 2016. First edition of the Guinness Book of World Records published on this date in 1955. It was done as a marketing gimmick by the Guinness Brewery. They printed just 50,000 copies in the first edition with no idea that it would become the enormous bestseller that it did. It's the birthday of Hegel, Georg Hegel, Stuttgart, 1770, the philosopher who came up with the concept of dialectic, the idea that all human progress is driven by the conflict between opposites. It's the birthday of Theodore Dreiser, born Terre Haute, Indiana, 1871. He's a quiet, studious boy in high school. He had a teacher named Mildred Fielding who recognized his potential and encouraged his studies, and she paid for him to go off to college, Indiana State College in Bloomington. He worked as a reporter. He wrote stories. And then in the fall of 1899, he sat down and tried writing a novel. It was Sister Carrie, came out in 1900 based on the scandal of one of his sisters. It was on this day in 1912, the character of Tarzan, King of the Apes, came to life in a story in All Story magazine, written by Edgar Rice Burroughs. Tarzan, a white baby orphaned in the coastal jungles of Africa, raised by an ape named Kala. He had been born John Clayton, the son of Lord and Lady Greystoke of England, and he teaches himself to read when he discovers picture books that his parents had left behind. And later, when an American gentleman and his daughter Jane arrive in the jungle looking for buried treasure, they find Tarzan, who falls in love with Jane. Tarzan was a tall, athletic man who could swing from vines, who could kill an ape. And when the novel came out in 1914, Tarzan of the Apes, it was an instant sensation, spawning 24 more Tarzan novels. In the novels, unlike in the movies, Tarzan is well-spoken and thoughtful. The line from the movie, "Me, Tarzan, you, Jane," is never said in the novels. And it's the birthday of Ira Levin, New York City, 1929, author of The Stepford Wives, Rosemary's Baby, and the play Death Trap. Stephen King once called Levin the Swiss watchmaker of suspense novels. Here's a poem for today by Connie Wanick, The Splits. The world of my youth was divided into girls who could and girls who couldn't slide casually to the floor, one leg aft and one fore, while their faces retained a sprightly cheer. All summer, all year, they stretched the critical tendons, descending in increments, the way the willful enter a frigid lake, their arms folded across their chests, their backs burning in the sun as their legs numb. Yet the splits seemed less a skill than a gift of birth. Churchillian pluck combined with a stroke of luck, like a pretty face with a strong chin. One felt that even as babies, some girls were predispositioned. Poem by Connie Wanick, The Splits, from On Speaking Terms, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org, and by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.